Dr. Nassif, I saw a report recently about more men having facelifts. What do you think that's all about? You should know.
Yeah, absolutely. My facelift practice for males has increased over the last year and a half to 2 years. And what I attribute it to, with the downturn of the market, a lot of the more senior folks that are working have to work longer because their pension has been changed or they've lost it.
Uh-huh.
Or their savings, their IRAs. Everything has dropped significantly, even though things are coming back up a little bit. So they have to remain on the workforce. And since they have to remain on the workforce, they have to compete with, you know, younger, more refreshed, a lot of energy folks and other employees. But, you know, the interesting thing is, even though these gentlemen or females possibly have been working in the business a lot longer and have more experience. I just had someone I did a facelift on about 4 weeks ago. He's a financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
and he's in his mid-60s. And that was, for example, the exact reason why he had to keep on working.
To compete with his younger coworkers?
His younger coworkers, absolutely.
Wow.
And I think that is the way. In addition, you know, depending on where you live, you know, I'm in Beverly Hills, and it's, you know, again, as every year goes by, it's becoming more and more accepted for patients, I mean, males, to have more plastic surgery, especially noses, you know, little chin liposuction, neck liposuction, chin implants,
right.
and their eyes.
Why shouldn't they? Women are.
Exactly. There we go. Let's get, you know, why not?
Now, yeah, what a double standard. Now, do people come from all over the country to Beverly Hills because it is Beverly Hills? I mean, because some of the best plastic surgeons are there.
Beverly Hills sees a, you know, wide variety of patients from everywhere in the United States and internationally. I mean, it is a place for plastic surgery.
Even more than Europe?
I think more than Europe. I think that Beverly Hills, especially, you know, if we count the number of plastic surgeons that are in Beverly Hills, just in a 1 mile radius, there's hundreds of them.
Right. But you've been doing it a long time.
I mean, we've been, let's see, practiced now for about 12 years.
That's great. Okay. And so you see it going up, at least with men?
With men, I see plastic surgery on the rise, and it keeps on going.
What's the most popular procedure you do week after week?
I mean, the most popular procedure that I do week after week is rhinoplasty.
Really?
I mean, I do a lot of nose jobs, revisions, and first-time rhinoplasties.